Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
As Luke Holmes, it's Greg, Mandy, and PT. Welcome to Wednesday. We are the Wolf Wake Up Crew. We are glad you are here. Whether you're at home, in your car, already headed to work, going to school, whatever, we appreciate it. 1029thewolf.com. Check that out, too. And we've got a lot of great things on our website. George Strait tickets, Stars and Guitars tickets. We got those coming up on air here in just about 6 minutes. But we're going to continue this conversation about Kobe Bryant, unfortunately, who sadly passed away on Saturday along with his daughter. And it's just an awful, tragic story. As we all know, we've been talking about it. And some things have been kind of creeping up to the surface about dads with daughters.
Right. Well, and it's interesting, we're coming out of Luke Combs' Even Though I'm Leaving. I think that's a perfect fitting song for this. And, you know, you think about when a celebrity passes away, and regardless of who it is, I think it obviously makes you reflect on your own life. And I think that's the stories that are really coming out now, is people sort of being reminded how precious life is. And I think more importantly than anything, there's this conversation of, like, loving your kids and specifically your girls. Okay, now people are talking about girl dad. Amanda, you talked about how this is going kind of viral right now, and I want to share, I think, the reason why this is going viral. And this is a sports reporter for ESPN. Her name is Elle Duncan. She shared a story about Kobe Bryant and how he was a girl dad. Take a listen.
It's likely that you're hearing many personal anecdotes about Kobe Bryant, so here's mine. I met Kobe one time backstage at an event for ESPN in New York, and I saw him and I thought, oh my gosh, that's Kobe. As I approached him, he immediately commented on my rather large 8-month pregnant belly. How are you? How close are you? What are you having? Mm-hmm. A girl, I said, and then he high-fived me. Girls are the best. I asked him for advice on raising girls, seeing as though he quite famously had 3 at the time. And he said, just be grateful that you've been given that gift, because girls are amazing. His third daughter, Bianca, was about 1.5 years old at the time. So I asked if he wanted more children. And he said that his wife, Vanessa, really wanted to try again for a boy, but was sort of jokingly concerned that it would be another girl. And I was like, 4 girls? Are you joking? Like, what would you think? How would you feel? And without hesitation, he said, I would have 5 more girls if I could. I'm a girl dad. When it came to sports, he said that his oldest daughter was an accomplished volleyball player and that the youngest was a toddler, so TBD. But that middle one, he said, that middle one was a monster. She's a beast. She's better than I was at her age. She's got it. That middle one, of course, was Gigi. When I reflect on this tragedy and that half an hour that I spent with Kobe Bryant 2 years ago, I suppose that the only small source of comfort for me is knowing that he died doing what he loved the most, being a dad, being a girl dad.
Mm. How good is that?
Oh, my God. I think we've had this conversation before. I think somebody or Thomas Rhett had talked about this very same topic, because he's going to, I think, about ready to have, they're about ready to have their third daughter.
I think you're right.
And that he is, it just was, didn't know it at the time, but born to be a girl dad.
Right. And it's incredible. And I think about it from a standpoint of, obviously, people in my life, I'm not a dad. I lost my dad, has been relatively well documented. And my brother and I, you know, we were boys by ourselves until my sister came along, my little baby sister. And I always think that, and I joke and I laugh, that my dad was such a tough guy until my sister came along. And she just softened him up like crazy. And we used to joke about how, you know, my brother and I, how much it bothered us that we couldn't cross the dang street, you know, until we were 25 years old. But she got the keys to the vet the day she turned 16, you know. So to all the girl dads out there, man, you know, much love to you. Hold your daughters tight today.
And later on our Facebook page, we'll ask you, why are we all crying?
Well, I'm going to add to this.
Are you looking at a picture of Lauren right now?
I just got a text. From Lauren, who is my bonus daughter, my only daughter. And she...
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
It says, by the way, you're such a girl dad. And that's a compliment, by the way.
I love her so much. Anyway, so there you go. Girl dads is for all the girl dads
right
out there. And you're also welcome to share anything you're feeling right now. If you're in your car and can safely give us a call, 651-989-1029, or also text us too at that number.
Also on our Facebook page later this morning at 8:15, we are going to be asking you to share a picture of you and your daughters. Awesome. So Facebook 1029 The Wolf MN.
Love that. All right, stay right there too, because we've got your tickets for Stars and Guitars coming up. Hang on, about 3 minutes away from that, right here on The Wolf.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.